This is Terry Mandel, DOJ Chang attorney, letter to Rich Bucherri, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Bucherri, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Perry Smith, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Perry, P-E-R-R-I, last name Smith, S-M-I-T-H, period. On August 13th, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient. With his wife and daughter's assistance, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 65-year-old male, height 5'8" tall, weight 188 pounds, period. He was involved in an automobile accident on or about July 25th, 2021, period. The patient was a driver with a seatbelt on, period. He was in a 2012 Dodge Ram pickup truck, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained injury when another vehicle ran a stop sign, striking the patient's vehicle in the driver's side rear quarter panel, period. The vehicle spun and hit another vehicle head-on, period. All four airbags were deployed, period. The vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. The patient was jerked, and he hit his right hip on the center console, period. His forehead hit the windshield, period. He had immediate pain in his low back, comma, neck, comma, right hip, comma, left and left shoulder, period. Despite treatment, present day, he is still experiencing low back pain, period. Unrelated, and after the automobile accident, the patient had a CVA in December of 2023 affecting his speech and ability to walk, period. New paragraph. His low back pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. He was treated with physical therapy and medicine, period. The pain is intermittent, period. It lasts approximately 2 hours per day, period. It is described as a pressure sensation, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient and family. It was that day he was seen in the emergency room at IU West, period. He was treated and released after radiographic studies, period. The next day, he saw his chiropractor, Dr. Jackson, in Plainfield. He was seen there in the past for body alignment and was seen several times because of this automobile accident, period. He was seen by his family doctor at American Health Network, given medicine as well as more physical therapy, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are difficult to assess because of the patient's recent CVA, period. New paragraph. Medications include gliprazine, comma, thyroid medicine, comma, metoprolol, comma, hydralazine, comma, spasm medicines, comma, Eliquis, comma, blood pressure medicines, comma, diabetes medicine, comma, a statin, comma, blood thinner, comma, and over-the-counter medicines, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines, comma, Biofreeze, comma, Voltaren gel, comma, and exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history includes hypertension, comma, diabetes, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, CVA in 2023, comma, MI in 2022, and congestive heart failure, period. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals cancer of the skin of the right shoulder and mid-back, as well as the side of his nose, comma, a finger repair, comma, and two stents in his heart in 2024, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient has not had a prior injury to his low back, period. He was born with a short right leg, period. He was involved in approximately 3 minor automobile accidents, but there was no permanency or major treatment, period. The patient had a work injury to his left eye several years ago, but there was no permanency, period. New paragraph. Patient's occupation was that he was working at FedEx as well as Lilly part-time as a machinist. However, this was prior to the CVA, and he is now retired, period. As a result of this injury, he did miss one day of work, period. New paragraph. I did review an extensive amount of medical records, including records from ATI, Hendricks, IU Health, Plainfield Records, Smith Records, and West Records, period. I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies. Emergency room records from Indiana University Health, July 25th, 2021. Diagnosis from today's visit was 1, motor vehicle accident, 2, back pain, 3, neck pain, 4, arm pain, 5, left knee pain, period. Tests performed were CT of the abdomen, CT of the cervical spine, CT of the head, X-rays of the chest, X-rays of the hand, X-rays of the knee, and X-rays of the radius and ulna bilaterally, period. These radiographic studies were negative for fracture, period. On X-rays of the knee left, it did show mild to moderate degenerative arthritis of the knee, period. Remainder of the radiographic studies were essentially negative, period. ATI physical therapy notes, September 1st, 2021, state 62-year-old male who presents to physical therapy when signs inconsistent of right shoulder pain, period. Presents today with decreased range of motion, strength, joint mobility, and increased pain, as well as impairments with posture, period. These deficits limits the patient's ability to perform these tasks, bathing, reaching across body, sleeping over 6 hours, period. Will benefit from skilled therapy, period. Nature of injury was restrained driver in MVA. Primary complaint was right shoulder pain, period. Midwest radiology consultants, X-ray of the lumbar spine, August 20th, 2021. No evidence. It was X-rays of the lumbar spine and right shoulder. Showed no evidence of right shoulder fracture or dislocation, period. Thoracic and lumbar spondylosis with multi-level disc and articular facet degeneration, period. Dr. Jackson, chiropractor notes, July 28, 2021, diagnosis is sprain of ligaments of the cervical spine, sprain of ligaments of the thoracic spine, segmental and somatic dysfunction of the lumbar spine, and segmental and somatic dysfunction of the pelvic region, period. More records from Dr. Jackson, objective. Palpation reveals area of spasm, hypomobility, and endpoint tenderness indicative of subluxation at L4, L5, sacrum, left pelvis, right pelvis, T7, T6, T4, T5, T6, T7, and C5, period. Plan, we will continue to treat Perry as per the examination findings to continue the existing treatment plan, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after reviewing the patient's records and performing an IME, it found that all of his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of July 25th, 2021, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Upon physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, the patient came to the office using a wheelchair, which he uses most of the time, as well as a right leg brace due to his recent CVA, period. There is paralysis on the right side with poor speech due to the CVA, period. ENT examination was otherwise negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular and muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical area revealed normal thyroid, normal cervical examination, period. In the cervical area, there was slight paravertebral muscle spasm, but full range of motion with minimal tenderness, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the lumbar area revealed paravertebral muscle spasm, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation, period. There was loss of the normal lumbar area, loss of the normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation, period. There was diminished strength, period. There was diminished range of motion in the lumbar area, period. Neurological examination, besides the neurologic deficit as initially mentioned, revealed reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, lumbar trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain, period. Number 2, cervical trauma, comma, pain and strain, period. Number 3, arm trauma, pain, comma, and strain, period. Next number, left knee trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain, period. Next number, right shoulder trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain, period. Next number, thoracic and pelvic trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain improved, period. The above diagnoses are all caused by the automobile accident of July 25th, 2021, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment rating, period, utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA. Please refer to Table 17-4, period. The patient qualifies for 2% whole body impairment to the lumbar area as a result of the automobile accident of July of 2021, period. By permanent impairment, I mean that the patient will have continued pain and diminished range of motion in the lumbar area for the remainder of his life, period. As he ages, he will be much more susceptible to worsening arthritis in the lumbar region, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Ongoing over-the-counter medication will cost $95 a month for the remainder of his life, period. Some injections in his low back will cost $3,500, period. A low back brace will cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. Some more chiropractic care would cost approximately $2,000, period. New paragraph. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.